I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. It's time for our weekly market report. This week, Jillian Ferguson is at a new farmer's market at Crenshaw-Slauson.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. I'm reporting today from the brand new location of the Crenshaw Farmers Market. Today is the market's third week here in front of historic Fire Station 54 on Crenshaw Boulevard at Slauson. And I'm talking with Marie-Elise Rakasner-DeMarco, who has spent many years managing the market in the old location. Marie-Elise, it's great to finally meet you in person, and congrats on the new market.
Thank you very much, Jillian. Thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. So this new location is a huge deal because people driving by can actually see you. You suddenly have a lot more visibility than you did before.
Absolutely. I mean, we knew that that was going to be a major positive factor in moving it to the street. But not only that, but the new K-line, we will be visible from the K-line. We're roughly smack dab in the middle of the Hyde Park neighborhood, View Park, Windsor Hills, the Crenshaw Baldwin, I think it's called Baldwin Vista. We're sort of smack dab in the middle of everything.
And give us a quick rundown of the history of this market. When did the Crenshaw Market open?
Sure. It opened in 2005. It was at the time located in Leimert Park Village in the parking lot of the Vision Theater before its refurbishment started. Then we were moved over to the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza. Things went fairly well there, and then we were moved to a location that just didn't work for the farmers market. We then relocated to another location that worked better, but we were still getting, I kid you not, like six people a week saying, oh, I've lived here for 30 years. I didn't know there's a farmers market in the community. So we were really looking for visibility.
So I'm looking at the market right now. It looks like you've got a good mix of prepared food vendors as well as farmers. Tell us a little bit about who's here.
Yes, we have our, I almost want to call them vintage farmers market food vendor, and that would be Delmi's Pupusas. They do pupusas and tacos. I know that sort of pupusas are ubiquitous to farmers markets, but these guys are amazing. We have Kathy's Kitchen. She's local. And then our farmers. We've got wonderful farmers that have been with us from the very beginning, CNL and Castellanos Farms. We have a local, hyper-local backyard farmer that is Major Mark Microgreens, and it's in the title what she grows at. Let me see, who else do we have? Oh, Don Betos, the most amazing eggs. And CNL has them too, so come on over for your eggs. And we'd had organic, certified organic farmers before, but we just brought in a new one, and that is Sunrise Organics, and I'm so excited because she's got everything.
Yeah, her stuff is beautiful. And this is something we don't talk about enough on the market report, but all farmers markets in the Los Angeles area do accept CalFresh EBT benefits. But your market goes beyond that. You do something called Market Match. Tell us what that is.
Sure. Market Match expands the ability of somebody who's on CalFresh to buy more fruits and vegetables. So we match your CalFresh or SNAP benefits, because if you're from another state, you can use your SNAP benefits here too.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I love telling people that. But anyway, we're able to match you dollar for dollar up to $20. Fruits, vegetables, honey, eggs, things that are not, you know, not hot foods that you're taking off to go, but and not prepared foods, but things that are, that you can turn a meal into a meal.
All right, Marie-Elise, well, thank you so much for all that you do for the community, for the farmers.
It's funny, it's selfish. I'm not doing it for my community. I'm doing it so I don't have to go very far to go grocery shopping. Completely selfish.
Well, I think a lot of people appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was Marie-Elise Rakasner-DeMarco on a very exciting day. It's the third Saturday at the new location of the Crenshaw Farmers Market. We're here at Crenshaw and Slauson. The market's open every Saturday, rain or shine, from 10 to 3 p.m. Samantha Watson is one of the vendors here at the Saturday Crenshaw Market, and every week she's bringing produce with Sunrise Organic Farms in Lompoc. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be here. Tell us a little bit about Sunrise Organics. What's the backstory of the farm?
The backstory of the farm, so pretty much everyone who works for Sunrise used to work for a guy named John Givens. He's kind of a veteran in the industry. Jesus and his brothers kind of helped him build, you know, his empire in organic agriculture. And a lot of the people that exist today all kind of originally started with John. So in 2015, they went, wait a minute, we know how to do this. Let's go do it for ourselves. So the family broke off and started Sunrise. guys, along with Andrew Gibson, who's kind of the brain behind it all. I've been with them for going on 4 years now, just kind of helping them build and get into more farmers markets, you know, spread with the community like Crenshaw here. We have 240 acres now, all certified organic, which being around since only 2015 is pretty incredible. They're really, really doing a great job. And we grow over 270 different varieties of products throughout the year.
Unbelievable. So, yeah. Well, let's talk about all those products because your table is very colorful. Just go down the line and tell us what's here.
So my favorite thing that we've got on this table right now is going to be our carrots. All of our carrots are heirloom varieties. They're all really, really, really old seed that we've preserved over the years. And they're honestly the sweetest carrots you can find. Like, people come back and they're like, okay, Sam, you weren't playing. These are good carrots. The orange ones are going to be obviously the sweetest, you know, your classic Nance variety. But then we've got some purples, which are going to be much richer in antioxidants, lower in sugar. They're great for gut health, the immune system. We've also got a yellow white carrot, which honestly is kind of even sweeter than the orange. It's kind of like comparing a yellow peach and a white peach. It doesn't taste as much like a carrot, but it's sweeter. So those, hands down, that's my favorite thing on the table right now. Next, we've got our broccoli, green broccoli. We also do a purple broccoli, which I don't have today. Again, really fun. One woman asked me one day, she's like, did you dye this? I'm like, no, ma'am, we did not. but, you know, we grow, you know, Jesus being in this industry since he was a kid. Jesus is our head farmer. He likes to grow things that other people don't have. And he's got the knowledge to do that. You know, with farming, you could be in this industry for 40 years, 50 years, and all of a sudden you grow a seed that you've never interacted with before, and it's like growing a whole new thing. Mm-hmm. So he likes to challenge himself like that and grow things that a lot of other people don't.
And there's also a sleeper hit on your table, the kohlrabi. It's this funky purple vegetable over there. Tell us about that.
My dad calls them lawn darts.
Because they have that spiral pattern.
Yeah, totally. They look like you chuck them and they'll stick to the wall. Kohlrabi is like one of the most underrated vegetables. It grows really well in a colder climate. You can take off the skin on the outside, so it's almost like a ball, and then take like a cheese grater and shave it over a salad. You can roast it. It's kind of like broccoli stem, sweet, crunchy. But when I say that, even that's kind of an underrated statement as to what it really is. It's one of those things that people walk up and say, what is that? Or they say, oh my God, you have purple kohlrabi. So it's one of the two reactions.
It's an attention grabber. So Samantha, how many markets do Sunrise do in the LA area?
Oh man, I want to say we're going on like 13, 14 now. Yeah, you know, we never really wanted to be the farm that was at a million different farmers markets. But anymore, things that are direct to consumer is the only way to survive as a small farm. Unfortunately, with where, you know, conventional agriculture is going and even organic agriculture in the wholesale world, you know, you have to price match farms that are outside of the U.S. So their production costs are significantly less than ours. So things like farmers markets that are direct to consumer is the only way farms at our size are really surviving, unfortunately. But I'm a huge fan of that because with being here allows me the opportunity to provide that additional level of education that you don't get unless you're just simply in the industry. And that's why I love being over here in Crenshaw, because it's spreading awareness about different varieties of things that you don't see in the grocery store, the importance of them, increasing access to them. You know, I say all the time, it's not that people don't want to eat healthy. A lot of them just don't know how. They don't know where. They don't know when. They don't, you know, so they come to me and I'm like, come this way, I'll show you. I'll take you there. But it's a really, really cool thing to see that light turn on for people of like, oh, I've never even seen these before. To be here, it's an honor. I love doing it.
Wow. Well, you were an incredible ambassador for produce. Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Samantha Watson. She's here at the Crenshaw Farmers Market every Saturday with Sunrise Organic Farms. Come pay them a visit. They have an incredible array of vegetables as well as some fruit. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. There's still time to visit the Crenshaw Market today. They close at 3. You could pick up some eggs, maybe get that incredibly weird and delicious vegetable, kohlrabi. And they have Aris, the great kefir yogurt vendor there too. My personal favorite is the lemon. Be well, everyone. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.